We're Russia ready here at Paddy Power. That's because we're offering money back as a free bet on selected games throughout the World Cup on all losing, goal scorer, what odds Paddy and correct score bets. Check out our app for more information. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Hi there, welcome along to the Racing Post World Cup postcast. I'm Bruce Millington, and with Dan Charles and Mark Langdon, plus Adrian Croke from Paddy Power, we're going to look back on what's been a really fascinating start to the tournament and look ahead to the second batch of group games. So we've got 16 games for you, starting with Russia-Egypt tonight and going right through to next Sunday. Hopefully the boys have got some really good winners for you. I know that Mark and Dan have been tipping plenty of winners already in the Racing Post, so that's good. We'll first of all review what we've seen so far, though. It's been really, really good stuff. To get the latest on the outright bet. And Adrian, how do Paddy Power bet on the World Cup now?
So currently we've got Brazil still favourite at 4-1, Spain are 9-2, France are 13-2, the Germans are gone out to 8-1, Belgium are 9s, England are 12s, in with Argentina also at 12s, and Portugal kind of in the last of the fives at 20-1.
And what have been the main market moves from before the tournament kicked off, Adrian? I suppose the Germans have taken a big walk. Has anyone come in the betting?
Yeah, so Spain would have been around probably like 8-1-ish around February, and they've came in a good bit, and came in more really after the German performance, so that they've probably got the most of the benefit of that. Brazil, I thought, would have drifted a bit more from that, given the likelihood of now facing Germany in the last 16. But England's probably been one of the biggest movers of the week, coming in from, I think we had them at 18s, probably pre-tournament, now into 12s.
After thumping Tunisia so comprehensively. Mark, one thing I want to know is, the draw beforehand, I mean, obviously the Racing Post does have a panel saying how the market expects the draw to pan out. Now, there's a slight danger after one batch of matches to read too much into this, but for whom of the big guns does the draw really begin to potentially open up now, would you say?
Well, I mean, if it goes to the way the betting suggested now, I mean, it is Spain, because Germany were the team that were sort of blocking their path to the final, if you like it. And if they end up in the same half as Brazil and France, that's three of the big four, in one half, and Spain, theoretically at least, with the open path. And even some of the dangerous sort of dark horses, Portugal, Uruguay, they're at the moment seeded to be in that sort of, now they're expected to be in that half of the draw with the likes of Germany, Brazil and France. So Spain would be the big winners. I mean, there is a theory going around that you want to finish second in England's group, and that could be the one way to take advantage of what's going on with Germany. Well, I mean, you know, there's still two matches, though, to go in the group stage.
Exactly.
Matches, so,
and if anyone thinks Gareth Southgate, Mark, if anyone thinks Southgate is going to deliberately lose a World Cup match, they're off their absolute rocker, aren't they?
I wouldn't say deliberately lose, but there may be an incentive to give more players rest, that Belgium game could become...
Well, they could both do it, couldn't it? It could be like that episode of Are You Being Served, where they have that crooked boxing match and they both want to lose way before your time.
Bruce, you used that analogy before and somebody tweeted me in to say it was porridge, not Are You
Being
Served.
Oh, sorry, it was porridge. It was. You're absolutely right, yeah. God, you've got a good memory. Dan, taking what we've seen so far, I mean, obviously you and Mark both fancied Spain at the start.
Yeah.
Are they still your main fancy out of the big guns? And which of the long shots do you think, if you were having a dabble at a big price, would you go for?
Probably one of the long shots I wouldn't have even considered before would have been Mexico. I was so impressed by their play against Germany. I mean, they could end up in a tie against Serbia in the round of 16. You know, the way, I mean, we're saying about it being too early to read into things, but. Mexico, you'd think now, they've got a great chance of winning that group. You've got to beat South Korea, 4 points from South Korea and Sweden. If they do that, which is a huge incentive to do, because it probably means you avoid Brazil in the round of 16. So they would be the one of the big guns of Spain, even though they didn't win the game. You know, you have to say they played well. And the draw, twofold, their draws opened up for them as well. So Spain, yeah.
OK, and Adrian, first of all, how has it been for the bookmakers? There's been plenty of shocks. I guess you've coined it in continuing on from that very lucrative domestic season, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough on the punter so far for us. I mean, the Brazil one was probably the biggest shock to ever come. Brazil drawing that game 1-1 at the same game, the same day that Germany had lost to Mexico. That probably cleaned them out for the week. But
I guess Harry Kane's late goal must have been quite handy for the punters, wasn't it?
Yeah, he got all the three fabs up yesterday, so hopefully that gets them back involved. I mean, they had a nice one yesterday, and it's really all about England. Like, we get England having a few wins for the punters, they should have the majority of people should have a good World Cup then, really.
And Adrian, who would you back to win it now? Give me one from the shorties and maybe a long shot as well.
From the shorties, I was pretty impressed with Belgium yesterday. It's hard to look past Spain, though, with the way Costa did actually fit into that squad. But I'll pick Belgium from the shorties. And looking at the long shots, maybe not might be too far out, but Uruguay at 25s doesn't look the worst bet in the world to me.
OK, and your World Cup moment so far each, Mark Langdon?
I mean, it was Ronaldo's goal. I mean, it actually cost me money, but I can sort of... I think you have to separate the two. I mean, it was just an incredible... it was an incredible moment. The way
what a game that was, Mark, wasn't it, eh?
It was a brilliant game. Like I say, I was on the wrong end of that Ronaldo equaliser, but it was just so... it was such an astonishing moment. Like I say, the way he lined it up and the actual bend and power he put on it was truly incredible.
I was involved in a bit of a beautiful moment with that. I was travelling back on the train and I had my my phone and I was watching it. I got a really nice clear feed on it on the old BBC iPlayer. And when the free kick gathered around, everyone was gathering around my phone. All strange, isn't it? And there was a massive roar when it went in. It brought us all together. It was beautiful. My favourite moment was that video of the Uruguayan school kids celebrating the late winner. Yeah. Have you seen that against Egypt? It's absolutely superb. Honestly, if you cannot watch that without getting a little lump in the throat, I thought that is exactly what makes football so bloody marvellous. Dan, what's your
Mexico's goal against Germany? It was so well taken. It just capped off for me probably the best 45 minutes of the tournament for me.
Yeah, superb. And Adrian, what have you enjoyed so far?
Iceland's equaliser against Argentina. After what they did to England in the Euros, we have a soft spot for Iceland here, so any kind of good result they get will be true.
Oh, God, really? Oh, fair enough. Right, OK, let's get stuck into the matches. The first of the second batch of group games take place at 7 p.m. tonight being Tuesday. It's in St. Petersburg. It's Russia versus Egypt. I'm going to be the Paddy Power man reading out the prices, and you three are going to be the tipsters, providing the listeners and viewers with wisdom and great bets. So Russia evens with Paddy Power, 2-1 the draw, 16-5 Egypt. Dan Childs, what's going to happen here?
I'm going to just edge towards Russia with this one. I think that I know Saudi Arabia are awful in the first game, but if you're a host nation, you get off to such a good start, I think it just gives you a spring in your step. And the other side of the coin, Egypt, to lose so late on as well against Uruguay. I know Salah could be coming back, may start. How fit's he going to be?
He's not going to be fit. He's not going to be fit. Apparently, exactly. That shoulder is terrible.
Well, exactly. I mean, even if he was at a reasonable level, I just think there's not a lot being put into the home advantage here in the prices. I think you could argue that Russia are the better side. They're at home. They've got everybody behind them now. Russia for me.
Russia for Dan. Who for Mark?
I'd lean towards the draw, which I think would be a decent result for Russia anyway, given their goal difference now. So I don't think there's any great desire for them to go and win the game. And Egypt, I thought they defended quite well against Uruguay. If Salah's fit, then I'd give them a chance, but I'd like to sort of give it 15, 20 minutes and see how he goes. But I'm not sort of sold by Russia just yet.
There was a video of someone just brushing past Salah's shoulder and he winced in agony, so it just feels like
that. Ignacevich will probably test it out early on, I would have thought.
Quite. Adrian, where's your money going here?
Yeah, I'd like Egypt on the draw, I'll bet here, really. I mean, Russia, I know they won 5-0, but it was the most unconvincing 5-0 win I've ever seen. I mean, Saudi Arabia were just absolutely dreadful here. I think Egypt defended really well against Uruguay, so I think that at the draw, I'll bet at 15-8, you're probably getting a bit in it here.
OK, let's look at Wednesday's first game, 1 o'clock. Portugal versus Morocco. Portugal obviously short, 8-13, 13-5 the draw, 11-2 Morocco. Mark Langdon, you go first.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the half-time correct score here and go for 0-0. I think it could be a slow burner. We saw Portugal obviously, you know, score the three goals against Spain, but some of them were set pieces and one of them was a huge mistake from David De Gea. I don't think playing against a team like Morocco suits Portugal. They want to play counter-attacking football. Don't think they'll get that opportunity. They may well win, but all the action could come in the second half when Morocco probably have to try to push forward.
Okay, Croaky. Is that your nickname? What's your nickname, Adrian?
Croaker is Croaker. Usually the one that gets okay. in there.
What are we going for, Croaker?
Yeah, I'm kind of in agreement with Mark on this one. I was looking at the draw at halftime, Portugal full-time at 16-5. Morocco started really well against Iran, but they looked to me like they just kind of ran out of steam almost in the second half. So I think Portugal should be able to kind of catch up to them then, and Morocco will have to push forward after that first loss. So draw halftime, Portugal full-time for me.
Charlesy?
Yeah, I'll just go with Portugal to win the game. I think at some stage in the game, Morocco are going to have to push forward. I mean, having lost to Iran, it's really a game they've got to look to win. So I think Portugal will get a chance to counter-attack Morocco as they would like to. I think they can sit and that will favour their centre-backs that lack a little bit of pace, Portugal. Morocco, to concede so late on, that's such a blow in that game. They started well, as Adrian mentioned, ran out of ideas. I think they're on their way out here.
Now then, one of the big market moves after the first game of the tournament was on the Golden Boot. Everyone started smashing into Cavani and Suarez because they looked at how poor Saudi's defence were, and they looked at this game taking place at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, Uruguay versus Saudi Arabia, and they thought Uruguay strikers could absolutely fill their boots here. So they've certainly shortened, and they're very short to win it. 1-7 Uruguay, 13-2 the draw, 19-1 Saudi Arabia. Adrian, what do we do here?
I'm taking Uruguay -2 here at 6-4. Saudi Arabia are worse than North Korea when they're in the World Cup. They don't seem to have the strength in them. It was like a under-16s team would be more physical than they would have been against Russia. They couldn't string two passes together. I think Uruguay could put them to the sword here, and Suarez and Cavani are the kind of guys that would like to fill their boots. They're not going to hold up after two or three up, are they?
And do you know one thing I thought as well? I think the refereeing's been extremely lenient, but I think the coaches will click onto that and tell their players to be aggressive. I could easily see the Saudis getting a man down here. I thought they lost their heads against Russia and some of the tackles were bad. So they might even end up playing against 10 men. Are you with Uruguay as well, Dan?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a correct score, 3-0 poke at 5-1. I don't think I'd want to be steaming in to Uruguay on a handicap bet, because when I watch Uruguay, you rarely see them piling forward and creating lots and lots of chances. So as poor as Saudi Arabia were against Russia, you know, maybe they will look at it and think, you know, we're a little bit too cavalier here. Maybe we will try and tighten up and play more defensively. I thought the manager got it wrong. I mean, especially taking off Ataif, the holding midfield player, at 2-0 down, it just left them way too open. But you'd have to think Uruguay are going to outclass them. But I would rather be on a correct score poke than a lumpy handicap.
And what was that, 3-0?
3-0 at 5-1, yeah.
Lango?
Yeah, I mean, the win to nil's around about sort of 8-13 mark. I thought that was fair enough, really. Uruguay, very strong defensively, gave up very few opportunities against Egypt with Jimenez and Godin as the two centre-backs. So I'm on Saudi to be the lowest scoring team. It's got half a chance, and hopefully it will still be running after this one.
Okay, Group B. Iran versus Spain takes place 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Iran 19-1, 6-1 the draw, 1-6 Spain. Mark Langdon, how easily will Spain win this?
Yeah, I think they'll win pretty comfortably. I would expect them to win by at least two goals, for instance. But I was looking at the first goal scorer market here. I thought Diego Costa was fair enough. I mean, the way that he played against Portugal, it seems like it's finally clicked for him in terms of, you know, what Spain want him to do, and they're playing more to his strengths. They were a bit more direct than I think we kind of become accustomed to in the past. They've got all that creativity, and he's the man to finish it off. 13-5 for Paddy Power, and there's some juicy prices elsewhere. I like him here in this market.
I don't think he got enough credit for that first goal. Do you, Mark? I mean, I know that, you know, there was arguably it was a foul on Pepe, but after that, his footwork and his patience and his poise were fantastic, weren't they?
And then the finish as well was outstanding. Yeah, I mean, it was tremendous centre-forward play. It was like Costa at his absolute best, if you remember, sort of, you know, when he helped Atletico to reach the Champions League final and win La Liga, and maybe, you know, first time around at Chelsea as well.
And there's just a bit more kind of punch to this Spanish team, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense? The second goal, for instance, nicely floated free kick, really purposeful header, bosh, straight into the back of the net. I do like this Spanish team.
Quite direct with the build-up to that, the Costa goal as well. Busquets looked for the early pass as well. That's a different
facet. So they're mixing it up, aren't they? Yeah. We'll stick with you, Dan. What's going to happen here?
I thought the match result and the handicap prices were about right. So you're kind of scraping around here for a bit. I've gone correct score again. Spain to win 2-0 at 9-2. Iran, their strength is defensively. They kept a clean sheet in the first game. Maybe they won't get battered.
Adrian, can you see a shock here?
I can actually. I think Spain are too short at 1-6. Iran are just they're pretty well managed by Queiroz. Really defensive. They'll hold it back. I think the +2 for Iran at 6-5 is probably a decent bet here. I just remember from the last World Cup managing to hold Argentina out to the very last minute when Messi robbed them with that free kick. And I think Iran will, you know, a draw does them here. They've got their 3 points in the first game. They'll really be holding back here, and Spain will have to do everything they can to beat them.
There's a bit of cynicism and a bit of know-how about this Iran team, isn't there, Adrian?
Yeah, I mean, Queiroz is he's a good coach. He's well experienced. I think he's been there about 9 years now, so he knows the players. He knows how they play. He has them well drilled and well trained. I mean, they'll sit back, they'll take on everything Spain can kind of give it them. But obviously, if Spain get an early goal, I mean, it could go anyway. But still, Iran will probably still sit back at that point and just try and keep the goal difference down.
Okay, Thursday's match is next.
Introducing Gay Goals from Paddy Power. For every goal that Russia score in the World Cup, we're donating 10k to tackle homophobia in football. From Russia, with equal love. 18plus.begambleaware.org.
OK, let's look at Thursday's games now. Starting with the 1pm game, it's Denmark versus Australia. Denmark are 5-6 favourites with Paddy Power. The Aussies are 7-2. It's 23-10 the draw. Quite a testing one, this, for punters to kick off Thursday, isn't it, Adrian?
Yeah, it is. I was quite impressed by Australia the other day against France. I mean, I thought France were going to show them up, and they didn't. They really played quite well, sat back quite defensively, were good enough on the break, broke a few times and had a few good chances against France. For here, I think it's probably about right. I missed the Denmark game, but I did obviously see him knock Ireland out, so we know that they have some very good technical footballers, especially in
I thought they were lucky. I thought Denmark were lucky to win that, I've got to say. I really like Peru, but...
Yeah, I heard Peru played very well in that game, all right.
Were you under pressure there? Because that was the third of the fourth games, wasn't it? So if the missus was giving you grief on Saturday and there was one game you had to miss, it was Denmark-Peru, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the game I had to miss. I'll try getting in all the rest of them from here on. But looking through the bets here, what I was kind of looking at is Matthew Lecky anytime at 5-1. I thought he was really involved in the game at the weekend against France. He scored 4 goals in the last year for Australia all through qualification, and he got 2 in the friendly game. Oh, they warmed up against someone, one of the Eastern European teams in their friendlies. He bagged 2 in that as well. I think he could be a fair shot at 5-1 here.
Dan, one of my big faults as a punter is that I listen to too many other people and put too much stock in people's opinions. And someone told me before the tournament, they said, listen, Australia are absolutely useless. They won't score a goal. They won't get a point. Oppose them any way you can. So I did, but like Adrian, I was quite impressed with them against France. What do you think is going to happen here?
A little bit concerned with that because yes, I mean, my bet here is Australia not to lose. Actually, Australia will draw a double chance. I think there was a few little signs going in before the tournament that they were not as bad, perhaps, as some people were suggesting. I mean, they drew 0-0 with Colombia in a friendly, beat Czech Republic 4-0. You know, in Europe, I mean, that was a hell of a result. And the French game, everybody's slagging the French performance off, saying how poor they were. Nobody seems to be giving any credit at all to Australia. I thought there was quite a bit of energy about the performance. Well, Aaron Moy had a really, really good game in midfield.
Yeah.
You know, they're always going to cause the problem or two from set pieces. It kind of, I know it's a crazy thing, you know, the penalty that was given away, but that part of that's the pressure they're putting on from set pieces. And the other side of it, I agree with you. I think Peru were very unlucky against Denmark. Played really well, but Denmark were ordinary. Also picked a couple of injuries up in that game. Lost Kvist, the holding midfield player, to an injury. I think Christensen got an injury late on as well. He's the best defender. And really, apart from Eriksen was quiet, apart from the moment that he's put the ball through and won the game for them. But overall, they look quite average. A draw might even suit Denmark as well. It'll leave them in a nice position going into the last round of games. So, no, I think with that in mind, Australia will draw double chance is a good bet.
Mark, what's your view on this one?
Yeah, Dan's just covered every point I was going to make, and I was also going to do that draw double chance, really. I mean, what I would say about Australia is that under Postecoglou, their previous manager, they conceded too many goals in the sort of Confederations Cup. He had this ideology of like playing free at the back and wanting to attack teams, and it just didn't suit them. I think they are, under Van Marwijk, more pragmatic, and it sort of plays to their strengths, I think, a lot more. I mean, I think we've seen it with Saudi Arabia as well. I mean, they brought in an attack-minded coach in Pitsy, the South American. When they had Van Marwijk, they were probably more solid. He's somebody that doesn't care too much about the style. It's all about the result. And I think that I think they can get something against a Denmark team that haven't got much up front and rely solely on Eriksen.
Sorry, Adam, I just need to sort that out. Okay, good game at 4 o'clock. I'm at Ascot on Thursday, and I'm slightly annoyed that at 4 o'clock France versus Peru is on, because I wanted to see this. I'm really interested in this. I absolutely loved Peru against Denmark. Obviously, France are very strong favs. Paddy Power go 8-15. It's 11-2 Peru, 16-5 the draw. And Dan Childs, what is your verdict on this one?
I'm going to go with France to win by one goal. I think it's be around about the 23-10 mark. I think I can see a similar thing happening that's already happened to both teams. I think Peru might play well again and perhaps get unlucky. The problem is they lack a clinical edge up front. They had so many good chances against Denmark, but there seemed to be a rush in the finishes. I know Guerrero might start. That could give them a better chance of putting one away, but they've not got the match-winning talent that France have got. France are a team that they don't play as well as the names on the team sheet, but they've always got that match-winning quality to settle the match. So I think they might not impress again, but they'll probably get over the line.
France by one for Dan. Mark, what do you think will happen here?
Yeah, I'm going to go for something that I went for in the France-Australia game. That's France to win and both teams to score. I like France going forward, even though it didn't click in that game against Australia, you know, for the vast majority of it. Defensively, though, they concern me, really. Pavard and Hernandez as the fullbacks, not entirely sure about either of them.
Oh, really. Not you as well, Mark Lawrenson. Poor old Pavard. Yeah. He snorted him, didn't he?
But he's more of a centre-back than he is a right-back, and I think he sometimes just gets dragged out of position a little bit. And if you have a look at the centre-halves, and Titi and Varane, great names, again, on paper. When they play for Real Madrid and Barcelona, they've both got Ramos and Piqué next to them, you know, the real leaders of those two teams that kind of move them around the pitch. And I think that's what France lack, just sort of a defensive leader in their ranks. And I think Peru can score, but I think they're going to win more hearts than points in this World Cup, unfortunately. So France to win and both teams to score.
And what's your verdict, Adrian?
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with Mark about France's defence there, especially the point on the two boys playing beside Ramos and Piqué at club level. So I was looking at the both teams to score here just at 11-10, as I think France are probably fortunate enough to win that game at the weekend, so Peru might be able to hold on for a draw.
Okay, and out of the entire second batch of group games, probably one of the ones that is most attractive on paper is the 7 o'clock game on Thursday in Group D. It's Argentina versus Croatia. Paddy Power make Argentina evens. It's 23-10 the draw. It's 11-4 Croatia. Adrian, take it away. What's going to happen here?
I think I'm going for the draw here at 23-10. It's kind of a one of those sit in the fence ones. I caught the first half of the Argentina-Iceland game. Thought Iceland got at him really well, like closed him down up the field pretty high. I didn't see the second half. I know Messi missed a penalty, but I've been against Argentina the whole way. I don't think they're good enough to win it. I think they're too short on the outright, and I think Croatia could top this group here, and Argentina could be on their way out before the end of the group stages.
Oh, blimey. Dan, what did you make of Croatia? Because they got the job done, 2-0, it looks all good on paper, but I thought Nigeria were absolutely pathetic, and I was slightly disappointed with Croatia.
Yeah, I think they were a little bit unbalanced. They went with a more attacking team than they usually do. I think Rebic and Kramaric both played in attacking positions, and they normally play an extra midfield player, Brozovic or Kovacic, and I think they'll bring an extra midfield player in for this game that'll improve them. You've also got to think, well, Nigeria were poor. Maybe that's something to do with Croatia controlling the game.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I know it wasn't a fantastic game to watch, but they always looked in control of it, and you never thought they were not going to win the game, really. So I'm still fairly positive about Croatia. I thought Argentina against Iceland, I thought it was probably a fair result, really, overall. I know they dominated possession, but on clear-cut chances, it was a fairly even contest, and I wasn't surprised. I thought Iceland would have a good chance in that game. I think their midfield and defence, there's problems in both areas. They've got fantastic forwards, as we all know. But Aguero, apart from his goal, you hardly saw him in the game, really. Messi was far more involved, but missed the key penalty. I'm not convinced by him, and I think Croatia will get a result here, draw or win.
Draw. So you're just going to go Croatia
or draw, double chance.
And Mark?
Yeah, I like the draw in this one. I think it may even suit both teams to some extent, because Croatia got 3 points on the board. Argentina would fancy their chances of beating Nigeria by more goals than what Iceland could in the final round of the games as well. So if it is a draw with 20 minutes to go, you may not see either team sort of going all guns blazing to try to win the game Just interestingly, Argentina have changed their formation in training since the Iceland game. They've gone for the 3-3-1 formation that was Sampaoli's sort of trademark with Billy. So I think it's absolutely anyone's guess as to whether that works or not. I wasn't that impressed with Croatia against Nigeria.
You were or you weren't?
I wasn't, Bruce. No, I mean, I thought I agree with Dan that I think bringing an extra midfielder in will help them because they were unbalanced, but didn't play with much pace or tempo. That disappointed me a little bit with them, and I expected a bit more, even though they won 2-0.
We move into Friday then, and we start with Brazil versus Costa Rica. Obviously, Brazil are short price favourites here. Paddy Power make them 1-6. The draw is 11-2, and Costa Rica are 19-1. Dan Childs, give us a bet here.
Brazil, double result. I think they'll be in control early on. I watched the Costa Rica-Serbia game. I thought they were quite open, actually. They played similar to 4 years ago. They thought, we're going to have a go at this World Cup. Everyone's written them off and created a few chances. But defensively, Serbia have quite a few chances first half. Eventually got the brilliant free kick from Kolarov. But I think if Costa Rica are looking open and vulnerable against Serbia, how are they going to be against Brazil? I mean, Brazil really, having drawn the first game, that you think they're going to come out all guns blazing here. They still, the shot count against Switzerland was 20-6. So it's just one of them evenings really for them. And Switzerland can be stubborn. I think they're a lot more resilient defensively than Costa Rica are. So I think Brazil, this is where they get the World Cup back on track.
Do you agree, Dan? Mark?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't put anyone off that double result one with Brazil leading at halftime too. I thought Brazil to win to nil was the other bet worth having. You know, they've only really conceded that one proper chance from a set piece against Switzerland, which is one of Switzerland's strengths. And I think on another day, it would have been ruled out on VAR as well. I don't think there'll be quite, if they get in front, I can expect Brazil to kick on, because I think that was the mistake they made against Switzerland. They tried to take it easy and save energy. Don't think they'll make the same mistake again.
Two votes for Brazil. Is it three votes, Croker?
Yeah, I was quite impressed with Brazil against Switzerland. Probably unfortunate to win it. Looking for a bet here. I'm probably going for the goal scorers. I like Paulinho at 15-2. He's got a pretty decent record lately with him for scoring. So it's someone away from the top of the market, really.
Okay, Nigeria and Iceland meet at 4 p.m. Interesting game this, very, very open in terms of betting. 15-8 Nigeria, 13-8 Iceland, 21-10 the draw. This is probably the most testing tie of the entire batch of matches we're going to talk about. Mark, solve it.
Yeah, well, it all depends really. If Nigeria is bad as they were against Croatia, then Iceland can win this one. But I wouldn't like to go all in on the fact that Nigeria will be just as bad again. I mean, it might have just been one really bad performance from them. I was looking at yes on the both teams, the score market. But if you have a look at Iceland, all of their matches at the Euros 2 years ago, both teams scored. They are known as a defensive team. But when they actually come forward, they do attack in quite large numbers as well. So I think this could be a decent watch, actually. So, yeah, both teams to score. I'm expecting an improvement from Nigeria. They can't be as bad again.
Adrian, are you expecting an improvement from Nigeria?
I think you probably have to, but I do fancy Iceland here. I really like the way the high press Iceland kind of push up. They'll force defenders into mistakes, and we saw Nigeria are definitely capable of a few of those. So I think the 13-8 at Iceland may actually be worth a punt here.
You got a strong view here, Dan?
Not particularly strong, but I would edge towards Iceland. I know they've been back since the start of the tournament, but I think rightly so. They impressed against Argentina. Nigeria looked, were very, very poor. One of the poorest teams, I think, in the first round of games. And Iceland just look, they do the basics better than Nigeria in both boxes. I think they defend really well. I mean, to cope that well against what Argentina had, that was very impressive. And they're always a threat going forward. As Mark said, get lots of players in the box and a threat from set pieces. Nigeria looked vulnerable from balls coming into the box from crosses. So no, Iceland for me.
Iceland for you. And another testing game Friday night, 7 p.m. Serbia versus Switzerland. Paddy Power makes Serbia 15-8. They favour Switzerland at 6-4. The draw is 2-1. Dan Childs, where's your money going?
I think this is my strongest recommendation. I would say Serbia are quite a bit overpriced here. Before the start of the group, I thought they were a better team than Switzerland. I haven't changed that view. I thought Serbia looked a bit nervous at times. I haven't been in a they've not had a great record at World Cups, have they, over the years? Haven't qualified for many, and I thought there was nerves about their performance first half against Costa Rica when they gave up some chances. As the game went on, certainly after they got the goal, they settled. They got a lot of quality in the side. Milinkovic-Savic, who's been talked about a lot.
How good was he?
He had an excellent game. Beautiful showed player. What all the hype was about there. They've also got Tadic who can create. I thought the centre-forward, Mitrovic, I thought had a decent enough game as well.
He did, didn't he? He blew a couple of chances, but he was making them, wasn't he? And he
Absolutely. And they were still, as the game went on, they defended better as well. I think they're capable of being almost as good defensively as Switzerland, and they've got quite a bit more going forward. Switzerland still rely a lot on Shaqiri for an X factor in attack. So Serbia, I think, are the likelier winners. So the fact they're outsiders, you know, go for it.
Mark, I've got Serbia down as the best bet of all those teams trading at three figures and more. Can you give me some hope there, or do you think they'll find it a bit tougher once we get to the knockout phase?
Well, I mean, they've got to get to the knockout phase first. It was a disappointing result for them in terms of Switzerland picking up the point against Brazil, wasn't it? Because probably puts a bit more pressure on this game for Serbia. But I agree with you in the fact that in your sentiments that they are a good side, and I agree with Dan as well that I think they're probably just as likely to win this game as Switzerland. So as outsiders, I've got to go towards them. I'm just attracted to the fact they've got better forward players than Switzerland, particularly, you know, if you're looking at Mitrovic against Severovic up front for the two teams, I think you'd be taking Mitrovic all day long, and Milinkovic-Savic is, an absolute superstar in the waiting.
So, where will he go this summer, do you think, Mark?
Well, I mean, I assume Manchester United, because he's everything that Mourinho likes in a midfielder, really, in terms of that power. The fact that they spent so much money on Fred suggests maybe not. I mean, there's talk of Real Madrid, who probably do need to freshen up their midfield, and they always sign the stars of the World Cup. You remember 4 years ago, James Rodriguez, they've got this kind of... they've just got this like muscle flex that they just go through ever impresses at the World Cup. And if you're looking for somebody, you know, to replace, say, a Modric long term, not saying he's the same type of player, but you know, they do need to upgrade their midfield, so he would be probably the most likely candidate. Juventus are the other team being strongly linked with him, the Juve or Real Madrid.
I was saying they need to upgrade their scouting network as well, because then they could like get these players for about 30 or 40 million less before the tournament starts.
I know. Adrian, the boys both fancy Serbia, do you?
Yeah, I think Serbia are overpriced here. I think if you want a really safe bet, Serbia to draw no bet at evens, that's definitely a pretty safe option here. The one thing I would say, there's no prices for it yet, but I'd be looking at the over card index on this. I mean, Switzerland were so cynical. That's the type of team they are. Serbia won't be afraid of sticking the foot in here either. I mean, this is going to be like 50 plus bookings points. That's
the only thing that worries me, Adrian, is that the refs have really, really been very tolerant, aren't they?
Yeah, they have. I mean, Xhaka should have been booked inside the first 10 minutes.
I backed Xhaka 8-1 first yellow card. It was shocking.
Yeah, it looked like it was weighed in that he was getting the book. And we had him for a bit in the book as well. We nearly paid out. I mean, it was just so obvious, and the referee just has awarded him. Then 2 minutes later, rather than bringing out the card, it was crazy.
It was, wasn't it? So over the bookings, and all three of the lads fancy Serbia. We're back with Saturday and Sunday next.
We're Russia ready here at Paddy Power. That's because we're offering money back as a free bet on selected games throughout the World Cup on all losing goal scorer, what odds Paddy, and correct score bets. Check out our app for more information. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to the Racing Post World Cup postcast. I'm Bruce Millington, and along with my Racing Post chums Dan Charles and Mark Langdon, plus Adrian Croke from Paddy Power, we're wrapping up the weekend action. We've really, really rattled through them, and hopefully there's some good more winners to come. Starting with only three games this Saturday. Oh, I'm used to four, but we've had to make do with three. The first of them is at 1 p.m. It's Belgium versus Tunisia. Belgium, very short price favourites, and Paddy Power make them fours on to win this. 9-2 the draw, 10-1 Tunisia. Mark Langdon, any hope for the Tunisians here?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you have a look at the expected goals. I mean, the expected goals for England was over three. An incredible, I thought, defensive lapses really at times from Tunisia. Belgium, a team that haven't clicked at all, even though they beat Panama 3-0. But I mean, what we're seeing from, say, a team like Belgium is the kind of the star quality. And I think that you get this quite often from international teams where the pattern of play is not great, and then the real big hitters, you know, decide matches on moments. And they've got three of them in Lukaku, Hazard and De Bruyne. And, well, I suppose four if you count Mertens as well, that can just turn matches. So I was looking at Belgium minus one on the handicap here. I think conceding so late really will dispirit Tunisia as well.
Well, the thing is as well, if Tunisia had held on for a draw, though, they probably could have sat this one out, or rather dug in here for a point and then expected to beat Panama in the final game. But now they've got to win this, haven't they?
They have. I mean, I think that their main aim, and they'll say they want to qualify, is to win a World Cup game, actually. So I think the Panama game was always the one that they were probably looking at as, you know, there's still some kudos to just winning at the World Cup. So I'm not saying they're going to chuck this one in. Of course they won't. But I think they knew it was a tough ask right from the moment the draw was made, really.
Adrian, what do you think will happen here? Did you like Belgium and what you saw yesterday?
Yeah, I quite like Belgium and what they saw yesterday. They had a lot of movement off the ball, which is something England could probably look at for their next game. The ball De Bruyne played into Lukaku was for his first goal was absolutely phenomenal. Mertens' first goal was sheer class as well. I think Belgium are kind of the team that could get in a run going into this and just kind of keep on going. I expect them to win this pretty comfortably here. Maybe on the halftime, full time, you can get a 5-6. Might be one to throw into a multiple or something for the day.
Sounds decent. Are you on the mount right, Adrian?
Yeah, I'm on the mount right as well. Yeah, I really do fancy him.
God, I hope they win. Childsy, what do you think will happen? Belgium, Tunisia?
I'm going to go Belgium to win some nil. I think it's a shade of odds on. I think I agree with Mark talking about how the Tunisians, I don't think they're going to come out all guns blazing in this game thinking, oh, we've got to win to qualify. I think they'll even look at it and think, if we can hang on and get a draw here, at least we're mathematically and with a chance going into the final set of fixtures and that the main aim is to win a World Cup game. I thought against England, apart from the penalty, I mean, you could argue whether it was or it wasn't, Walker being, you know, poor defending, but they created nothing apart from that. You know, I don't see him creating any more against Belgium, who have probably got better defenders than England. Belgium, I was choosing between that and Belgium half-time, full-time, but they got this habit of starting games at a low tempo and taking a while to get going. So I would edge towards the win to nil.
At 4 o'clock, it's South Korea versus Mexico. And Mexico are very short for this one after their heroics against Germany. They're 8-15 with Paddy Power. It's 11-2 South Korea. It's 13-5 the draw. And Adrian, you can go first.
Yeah, I think Mexico are too short after their heroics there at the 8-15. I'm looking at Korea plus one here at 7-5. I mean, Korea didn't look great against Sweden, but neither team really did there. But they'll sit back. They'll probably try and hold out for something. I know they need a win, but I can't see Korea getting out of this group. They'll probably know it. Mexico should win here, but I think 8-15 is just too short on this.
Dan?
I'm quite strong about Mexico here. I'd go Mexico minus one. I think there's a good chance they'll win by couple of goals. The only question mark I'd have is emotionally, you know, the come down of such a big win against Germany. But they were so impressive in that game, both offensively in the first half, how they exposed the Germans' weaknesses, and defensively in the second half as well. The manager made the substitutions at good time, strengthening the midfield and the attack. I thought all round one of the best performances I've seen from any of the non-top tier sides at
really
the World
good,
Cup.
Wasn't it?
And the other side, Korea, South Korea, I didn't fancy him before the World Cup. I thought it was the right result against Sweden. Sweden with a better side, an ordinary Sweden side with a better side. So that tells you where South Korea are at. Mexico for me.
Adrian's opposing Mexico. Dan, supporting Mexico. You've got the casting vote, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Mexico on the double result here. I think that if they get in front early, this is the key, I think, for me. I want to see Mexico start with the same tempo that they did against South Korea. And if they do that, I think they'll blow South Korea away. If there is to be any kind of emotional come down, then you probably don't want to be on the 8-15. And you'll know pretty early, I think, as to how that's going. But I thought South Korea were absolutely hopeless against Sweden. I have no idea what the tactics were. I mean, Mexico have already got 3 points on the board. They needed to win that game and they showed no desire to win the game at all. No shots on target, Son chasing back, average fullbacks rather than sort of trying to get on the ball and make things happen. I'd be surprised if there was anything here other than a Mexico win.
Germany are 2-5 to bounce back from their Mexican shocker against Sweden. The Swedes are 13-2. It's 100-30 the draw. Dan, how bad were Germany, or was it just that Mexico were great?
There's a bit of both, I think. I don't think they were terrible going forward. In the first half, especially when both teams were attacking each other, they created plenty of chances. Bit of a worry second half that they kind of struggled to open Mexico up. But defensively was the big worry for me. I mean, they seemed to almost they think that they're a better side now than what they are. Because they're the champions, they can go and both fullbacks bomb on. There was no player in holding midfield who seemed to be minding the shop as well. And they were just exposed time and time again. Now, against Sweden, there is less of a counter-attacking threat. But Sweden will give they're decent from set pieces. You've got Forsberg in there as well, we can create. So I can see Sweden getting a goal, but I think there's such a class difference that I would really strongly fancy Germany to win the game. So that leads me to bump the price up, Germany to win and both teams to score.
Mark?
I'm going to go for the favourites, half-time, full-time here. I'm going to go for Germany to bounce back very strongly, Bruce, from what happened against Mexico. I think there will... I think if they don't bounce back strongly and quickly, I think they'll be out of the tournament. But I just think there's too many good players in that Germany team for that to happen. In the second half against Mexico, I thought they sorted it out reasonably well, and they just couldn't get that equalising goal. I'm still not sure about Sweden. I think they're a really average team that is lucky to even be at the World Cup and then lucky to play South Korea. They haven't got that pace on the counter like Mexico had, and I don't think they've got the bravery or ambition to cause Germany the same kind of problems.
Adrian, what's your view on Germany? Is their World Cup hopes been dented beyond repair, or can they bounce back?
I'm actually tempted to get on them in the outright. I think they can bounce back. I think they've got the personnel there. They've got the manager there. I mean, Sweden were dreadful as far as I was concerned yesterday. Their only quality player was Forsberg, and he's never going to go to a real top club. So I think Germany should be able to do it here. I was kind of looking maybe at the -1 at 6-5. Might be worth a bet.
Okay, 1 o'clock on Sunday. The harvesters and the birdie-ins will be empty because everyone will be glued to the box. It's England versus Panama. England are 1-6. It's 6 is the draw, and it's 20-1 Panama. Mark Langdon, how easily will England win? Or is this a classic England World Cup banana skin?
No, this isn't a banana skin. I mean, Panama are one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in the competition. I think Saudis have probably sort of taken over that mantle for the time being. But I was looking at maybe 3-0 on the correct score if you wanted a guess at that. But England to win to nil, 8-13, sort of did it for me. I mean, apart from the penalty on the expected goals, they only gave up 0.1 against Tunisia. And Tunisia are better than Panama. Panama created, one chance? I think it was against Belgium when Carrasco went to sleep at left wing back. I mean, but he's not a wing back anyway. I wouldn't be surprised if Panama had a player sent off either. They were...
I was just going to say that. They were really getting stuck in, weren't they?
God. They were. I mean, referees have been leading so far in this tournament. But at some stage, you have to clamp down. And, I wouldn't be amazed if they finished this game with 10 men.
Isn't it amazing? We haven't had a red card yet, Adrian.
Yeah, with the amount of penalties as well.
Loads of penalties, yeah. What happens here then? England-Panama?
England will win it. They seem to always try and make hard work of it in games like this.
Listen to Adrian's grit. Oh, England will win it. Come on, man.
They'll win it. Their only top class player in the team is Harry Kane. And I think even at 2-1, he's probably worth a poke here. I mean, I'm on him for the top goal scorer. I think if he could do it, like England should get out of that group. He could bag 5 or 6 quite comfortably, especially with the draw they have now. I think he only had the 2 chances last night, net and ball. And that header was actually a great finish.
It really was, wasn't it? Because there was no pace on the ball in, was there? Did you give it a little fist pump, Adrian? Come on, admit.
In the fob, giving that one a bit and getting dirty looks from everyone else in there.
Excellent. Okay, so boys both fancy England. Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, full house. I'll go with England double result here. I just think that the difference between England and Belgium, I mentioned about Belgium taking a time to get the tempo up. I think England, with this new system, you look at the Nigeria game, the first time they played it, the first half performance and the tempo of it was extremely high. Same against Tunisia again. Well, that was 1-1 at half time, and the amount of chances they created against a better team defensively, Tunisia, than Panama are. So if they play with that tempo first half, they could be out of sight by half time.
Okay, we're very quickly going to wrap up on the Group H games, because at the time of talking to you, we haven't actually had the first batch of matches. But 4 o'clock on Sunday, it's Japan, Senegal. Paddy Power go 5-2, Japan 9-4, the draw, even Senegal. And then at 7 o'clock, it's Poland 9-4, Colombia 6-5, 21-10, the draw. Give me one bet for both these games, Mark Langdon. Don't want one each, just give me one bet for the two.
I'm going to go for Senegal against Japan. Like we said, we haven't seen either of these teams, but my pre-sort of tournament predictions are that Senegal could get out of the group. If they're to get out of the group, they're going to need to win this game, I would have thought.
Okay, Adrian?
I'm going to go for Poland at 9-4 against Colombia. We've already seen the lineups for Colombia here, so we know there may be some issues in terms of personnel. And I do fancy Poland as well. I mean, they're somehow in the top 10 ranked in the world in the FIFA rankings, but Lewandowski up front might be enough to cause
Switzerland to six, back. Aren't they? Okay, yeah. Dan?
I think Senegal were best of the African teams by maybe a distance, so I'm going to go evens Senegal. I think Japan are comfortably the worst team in this group.
Out of all the games we've looked at today, lads, I need one bet from each of you. I don't think producer Adam's queued up the Naps music, so this will not be beaten. Adrian Cook?
Yeah, I think it's the best one to probably go with here is Serbia and the draw, no bet at evens.
Okay, Dan?
Australia or draw double chance against Denmark.
And Lango?
I'm going to go for both teams to score, Nigeria against Iceland.
Thank you, lads. That was absolutely marvellous. We are back next Monday to look ahead at the to the concluding batch of World Cup games. Don't forget the Racing Post coverage of Royal Ascot this week. We've got daily postcasts on all 5 days, so they'll be great. And if you enjoy these shows, we'd love you to leave us some nice comments and rate, review and subscribe on YouTube, SoundCloud and iTunes.
Introducing Gay Goals from Paddy Power. For every goal that Russia score in the World Cup, we're donating 10k to tackle homophobia in football. From Russia, with equal love. 18 plus, begambleaware.org.